Blowout, Elise Stefanik elected GOP conference chair, replaces Liz Cheney. By Wendell Hasebo on May 14, 2021. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, was elected Republican conference chair Friday by a secret ballot vote of 134 to 46. Stefanik wrote after her large victory, "I'm truly honored and humbled to earn the support of my colleagues to serve as House Republican conference chair. House Republicans are united in our focus to fight on behalf of the American people to save our country from the radical socialist Democrat agenda of President Biden and Nancy Pelosi. The American people are experiencing an economic crisis, a border crisis, an energy crisis, and a national security crisis due to far-left radical policies. House Republicans will continue to put forth policies focused on growing our economy and getting people back to work, reopening our schools, promoting American energy independence, securing our border, strengthening our national security, and protecting our Constitution." State colleague Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, congratulated Stefanik on her victory Friday. "Congratulations to the new chairwoman of the House Republican Conference, at Rep. Stefanik." Stefanik's victory comes after Representative Liz Cheney was ousted Wednesday from GOP conference chair over concerns of unity. Many Republicans rejoiced at Cheney's removal. Representative Madison Cawthorn posted online shortly after the caucus vote Wednesday, "Na na na na, na 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 na, hey hey, goodbye Liz Cheney." Representative Andy Harris, RMD, said Cheney has repeatedly found herself in the minority of her conference on key issues and served as a distraction, rather than a unifying figure in our leadership. Cheney said in her defense just after Republicans removed her from House leadership that she will not let former President Trump get near the Oval Office again. "I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. We have seen the danger that he continues to provoke with his language," she stated.